All right, let's take a break now from the news and get our weekly hit of pop culture from Mark Jordan Ligon. Mark sorts through the new movie reviews and brings us this digest, courtesy of Slate.com. Here is Mark's summary judgment.
Even though it's still cold and windy in much of the country, some well-reviewed movies have blossomed like springtime flowers. Anthony Hopkins and Ryan Gosling star in the courtroom thriller Fracture, where Hopkins stands accused of murdering his wife. And no, there is no mention of fava beans with a good Chianti.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm at work, I'll start thinking about you and I'll just get... just overwhelmed.
Ted.
It's a dense, crushing geophysical force like I'm pinned at the core, where things change, you know.
Most of the critics enjoy this old-fashioned cat-and-mouse game. Powerfully acted and tightly plotted, cheers the Minneapolis Star Tribune. The Wall Street Journal raves a hugely entertaining thriller, and USA Today calls Fracture a provocative game that plays out with intelligence and wit. And from the makers of the British horror satire Shaun of the Dead comes Hot Fuzz, an action-packed comedy that pokes fun at all the buddy cop movies. Simon Pegg plays a big city policeman who is sent to a small village where he teams up with an unlikely partner, played by Nick Frost.
Sergeant Angel?
Morning, the swans escaped.
The swans escaped?
Yeah.
Right, and where's the swan escape from exactly?
The castle.
Oh yeah, and who might you be?
Mr. Staker. Yeah, Mr. Peter Ian Staker.
P.I. Staker,
yeah.
Right. Piss Taker, come on!
Yes, Mr. Staker, we'll do everything we can. Can you describe it to me?
It's about 2 foot tall, long, slender neck.
Yeah.
The nation's critics respond with just the opposite of, all right, folks, move along, nothing to see here. They all cheer, there is plenty to see here. The Austin Chronicle shouts, the most originally funny movie to hit U.S. screens in a while. Premiere finds it deeply nuts and exhaustingly hilarious, and Rolling Stone assures us, it's a blast. And for you horror fans out there saying, what about us and our needs? Well, opening wide today is Vacancy. Luke Wilson and Kate Beckinsale play a couple whose car breaks down in the middle of a crowded city? Nope, in the middle of nowhere. And they're forced to stay in a creepy, run-down, out-of-the-way motel and, well, no hot water is the least of their problems.
How can I help? Everything okay back there?
Oh!
Just
go. It's okay.
Things get a little boring around here late nights.
I believe that.
Actually, most of the critics say this is a good little scare fest. Even though The Hollywood Reporter complains, feels tired, derivative, and lackluster, the Los Angeles Times begs to differ. A ruthlessly efficient stalk and slash machine, and Entertainment Weekly gushes, Vacancy is a schlock surprise, a no-frills motel hell slasher film with a bit of soul. You know, I, for one, am tired of rundown, out-of-the-way motels getting such a bad rap. In fact, I own a rundown, out-of-the-way motel and have never had a problem. Never. Right, Mother? What was that? All right. I have to go now. Mother's calling.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.